Welcome to 4CB's Roman Romans radio show. We are a time-travelling team, zooming back nearly 2,000 years to discover what the Romans really did for us.
We have loved learning all about the Romans during our history lessons and on our school trip to Ofton Court.
We've really had the best time. Buckle in, because we have a lot to teach you. We'll be marching with soldiers, relaxing in Roman baths, and even taking on a quiz to test your Roman knowledge.
So listen carefully, because you don't want to miss anything.
But before we dive in, let's start at the beginning. How did the Romans end up in Britain?
Picture it. The year is 43 AD. The mighty Roman Empire has already conquered much of Europe, but now their sights are set on a mysterious land to the north, Britannia.
Emperor Claudius sent 40,000 Roman soldiers across the sea in wooden boats. They landed on the beaches of Kent, shields up, swords ready.
They wanted Britain's riches, gold, silver and farmland. The native Celtic tribes watched from the hills, preparing to fight.
Wait, so the Celts didn't exactly roll that out on the red carpet?
Not at all. The Romans had to battle tribe after tribe, but they were trained, organised and had advanced weapons.
The Celts were brave, but the Romans had tactics and teamwork.
Sounds intense. So what happened?
Eventually, the Romans defeated many tribes and began building forts and roads. They brought their laws, language and lifestyles with them. Britain would never be the same again.
So that's how the Romans really got their foot in the door.
Exactly, but not everyone gave in so easily, like a certain fierce queen we're about to meet.
I am Boudica, queen of the Iceni tribe. When the Romans hurt my people and took our land, I said no more, so I fought back.
Boudica led a mighty rebellion in 60 AD. Together we burned down Roman towns like Colchester, London and St Albans.
Her warriors rode in chariots and fought with passion and fury.
Whoa, Boudica sounds like a real warrior queen.
She was strong, she was, but in the end the Romans were too strong and Boudica's army was defeated.
Still, she's remembered today as a hero who stood up for her people. She's won our respect.
Let them know, we may be gone, but we were never silent.
Well, on our amazing trip to Ofton Court, we got experience of what it would be like for Boudica and her Iceni tribe by acting out her revolt.
It was great fun, but we have learnt an important lesson.
Never mess with Boudica!
Salve amici, that's Latin for hello. Friends, I'm a Roman soldier in the mighty Roman army.
Our army is the most powerful in the world. We wear strong armour, carry shields and march up to 30 kilometres a day.
Our life is hard, but we protect the empire, even in the rain.
Note yourself, never complain about me again.
We build roads, forts and walls, like Hadrian's Wall in the north of Britain.
We even sleep in tents and eat bread, beads and porridge.
Discipline is everything. If a soldier misbehaves, he might get a punishment, even cleaning the toilets.
Yikes! I better be on my best behaviour then.
Welcome, welcome. Step into my luxurious Roman villa. We rich Romans live in big houses with open courtyards and painted walls.
We have underfloor heating called hypocaust. Clever pipes carry hot air under our feet. It's cosy in the winter.
Our meals are delicious. We have fruit, honey cakes and olives. Sometimes we eat stuffed dormice.
Ew, who thought that was a good snack?
I know, sounds gross, but they are a delicacy.
I'll stick to pizza, thanks.
We also enjoy visits to the Thermae. Public baths it's where we wash, relax and chat with our friends.
Like an ancient spa day.
The Romans were brilliant inventors. They gave us things we still use, like straight roads, bricks and central heating.
They built aqueducts, huge stone bridges that carried water for miles. Without them, cities wouldn't have clean water.
And toilets, yes, even public ones. They had running water underneath to flush everything away.
But toilet paper? Nope, just a sponge on the stick, and they shared it.
Please tell me that's not in the museum gift shop.
I don't know what's worse, no privacy or that sponge.
Still, you've got to admire their plumbing skills.
Welcome to the Roman Riddle Quiz. Let's see who's been paying attention.
Question one. I'm something the Romans built that you still walk or drive on today. What am I?
A Roman road.
Correct! There are still Roman roads in Britain today, like Welting Street.
Question two. I carried water across the land using gravity. I'm tall, made of stone, and very clever. What am I?
An aqueduct.
Brilliant! Aqueducts were like ancient water slides, but for cities.
Final question. I was a Roman emperor. I built a famous wall to keep the invaders out. Who am I?
A Hadrian.
That's right. Hadrian's wall is still standing today. What an adventure. We've marched with soldiers, met a rebel queen, soaked in Roman baths, and even talked about sponge sticks.
And we've learned how much the Romans changed life in Britain from better to worse.
The Romans left behind more than just ruins. They helped build the world that we live in today.
Thanks for joining us on the Romans Radio Show.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and maybe shout a bit of Latin on the playground.
Ave, atque, veo. Goodbye and farewell.